We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the last week of July, this is the Rain Report, available both on the internet from the only website authorized to stream this program, www.rainreport.com, and via telephone for the internet challenged at 847-827-RAIN. That's 847-827-7246. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. If you missed Bill Pasternak's program about the young DXers of amateur radio we aired last week, it's available for another week on RainReport.com, thanks to audio bandwidth for last week's archive being underwritten by CQ Communications. How old were you when you passed your first ham radio exam? Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, was 14. Andrea Hartledge was 11. Andrea is the 2004 Young Ham of the Year Award winner, sponsored by the Amateur Radio Newsline. This high school sophomore from Grayson, Georgia, was also just announced as the recipient of this year's Hiram Percy Maxim Award from the American Radio Relay League, ARRL. Not bad for 1 year. Just reading her bio is exhausting. She has accomplished more in amateur radio in 4 years at age 15 than most of us will ever. Her accomplishments range from a volunteer at Net Control Station for many a public service event to mentoring other youngsters and being the youth columnist for the ARRL website. Hap Holly spoke with Andrea during her vacation at her grandfather's home in Florida.
What got you into amateur radio in the first place?
Well, actually, my dad became interested before me, and he was studying for his license. And I remember he had a scanner and was listening to amateur radio to hams before he was licensed. And I remember thinking, why would you want to listen to hams when you can listen to police and firefighters? Then, obviously, I overcame that and got a little bit more interested. When he got his license, I helped him at the Peachtree Road Race each year. And we logged patients into the medical tents via packet. And then from there, I went to field day 1 year. And about 18 days after field day, I had my license. So field day is really what ended up hooking me.
Were you bitten by the bug pretty early?
It took a little time. I was 8 years old when my dad was studying and became licensed. And I remember we went to, I forget which ham fest it was, but we went to a ham fest and I ended up taking the technician test just to try it without even studying. And I think that might have discouraged me just a little bit because I came far from passing simply because I had not studied. So then it was 11. I was 11 when I ended up getting my license. So it took a few years.
Did it concern you that so much of the hobby is comprised of older folks and not so many kids like yourself?
Not at all. I liked meeting adults as well, so it didn't really bother me at all.
Looking at the application that was submitted on your behalf, it's amazing all of the things you've done in and out of amateur radio, even though you're only 15. What of these accomplishments really mean the most to you?
That's kind of a hard question to single out, but I guess it would be the winning the Young Ham of the Year Award and the Hiram Percy Maxim Award from the ARRL, just because that is a combination of all of my accomplishments. But if I had to single out one, I guess it would probably be becoming the youth columnist for the ARRL website, just because that was, I guess, the one that I was most surprised about. I knew that there were a lot of applicants, so I was really surprised and glad to do that, and it's helped me with my writing skills and learning about other youth in amateur radio.
Where did your writing skills come from?
I can't really remember exactly when I started, but I've always been interested in writing and communications in general.
You're involved outside of amateur radio with canoeing, is that correct?
That's correct. And I actually got interested in that through a ham, Eddie Faust, WD4JEM, and each year I help with the national, or last year it was the World Canoe and Kayak Championships, and it doesn't really involve amateur radio, but it involves communications like wiring phone lines and different things like that, so we basically just make sure all of the technical things are working okay.
In talking to my wife about your accomplishments, which are many, especially at your young age, the only concern that we had was that you might burn yourself out. Any thoughts about that?
I've heard that concern from other people as well, and I guess I like it so much, and I think there's always going to be new things to try. I don't think I can ever try it all in my lifetime, so I don't really worry too much about that because that would be devastating to me, so I figure if it would be that devastating that I'm not going to let that happen to me.
Also amazing that with all of your outside activities, you've maintained a very high GPA in your schooling. I believe you're, what, 7th out of 600 in your class academically this past year?
Yeah, I just try to balance everything as much as possible. I've always been sort of a perfectionist in school, so I try to keep that up as well as being involved in amateur radio. I mean, amateur radio is just fun to me, so I try to put school first, but save some room for amateur radio.
I'm speaking today with Andrea Hartlich, KG4IUM, 2004 recipient of the Young Ham of the Year Award. We'll be right back. This is The Rain Report.
You're listening to RainReport.com, the only authorized internet source for Rain audio.
What can we who have been in amateur radio for, well, in my case, for almost 4 decades, do better to get youngsters into amateur radio?
Well, I guess the best thing to do is just to try to promote it to youth that you see. And when youth do become licensed, just try to Elmer them and help them and answer their questions and whatnot. What I try to do is at different ham fests, especially since I write the youth column, I'll go around and talk to different youth, and I'll just especially encourage YLs, and I also write the YLRL youth column, so hopefully that will encourage other young ladies to become interested in amateur radio as well. And also another opportunity seems to be school radio clubs, if you can help teach or Elmer students there to become licensed, and to also stay with the people once they've become licensed, helping them stay active, because I know so many youth become licensed but don't stay active.
That seems to be a systemic problem, that we get folks into amateur radio regardless of the age, then tend to leave them on their own and not help them along and to give them different options that they wouldn't think about otherwise in amateur radio. And of course, that's one of the great things about amateur radio, is there are so many different options.
Right, yeah, and I've never actually had that problem of not having someone to help me along. There's always been plenty of people to help and Elmer me and teach me different things, so I have trouble picturing how that would happen, but obviously it happens to a number of people.
If you look down the road through high school and beyond, what do you hope to do, both in and out of amateur radio?
Well, as far as academically, I definitely want to go to college, and I'm considering journalism for my field, but I really don't know. There's so many different things out there that I might be interested in. I'm really not sure. That's just one of the first things that comes to mind, because I like to write so much. Or just communications in general. I love communicating and, for example, being net control. So if I could have a career that would be something related to that, that would be great. And also in amateur radio, just to continue to be an active ham and involved in as many things as possible.
With all that you do in and out of amateur radio and maintaining a 4.0 grade point average in school, how do you have time to sleep?
Well, sometimes that tends to be a problem. I tend to not get enough sleep during the school year, which I should, but I just try to balance everything as much as possible and put school first, but try to leave room for amateur radio since I enjoy it so much.
Do you have any time for a social life?
Amateur radio is pretty much my social life, and I like it that way. I mean, I'm involved with a couple other community things. I'm involved with Georgia Teen Institute, where I'm a counselor during the summer. It's a leadership program for middle school and high school students. I do a lot of volunteering in and outside of amateur radio, so that's my social life. Community service might not sound like a real neat social life, but to me, it's a lot of fun.
I commend you for that.
Thank you.
Anything else you might have to say to any kids who are listening who are not licensed yet, but perhaps are toying with the idea?
If you get licensed and active, I'm pretty sure that you won't regret it. Amateur radio is a lot of fun, so if you're even considering the idea, I would suggest go ahead and study and getting your license, because you probably won't look back. It's a whole lot of fun, so keep trying and take the test, take practice tests, and don't give up.
Are you open to receive an email from anyone?
Sure, that would be fine.
Let's talk a little bit more about your column. How do you determine what to write about?
I actually thought that might be a problem, but I have had no problem really getting information. At first it was a little tough, but I tried to get the word out, and now I get more information than I can include each month. So I try to have a theme and then talk about other youth-related events, upcoming events, past events, and different awards and things that people have won or nominations are open for, different recent events, and then I try to have a theme for each article. It's a monthly column. Sometimes I get a little bit behind, and I've missed a few months, but it's generally a monthly column.
I've been speaking today with Andrea Hartlich, KG4IUM, recipient of the 2004 Young Ham of the Year Award and of the Hiram Percy Maxim Award from the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. If you'd like to send Andrea email or you'd like to read her column on the ARRL website, you'll find her email address and a link to her columns on the RAIN site's mentioned page on RAINReport.com. For the RAIN Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, in Chicago.
The RAIN Report is copyright 2004 RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network.